You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Do you know what I use to record these podcasts? It's Anchor by Spotify. It's the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or a computer. It's all really, really easy. It's all really intuitive. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's everything you need to make a podcast. It's Optimism Wednesday for November 24, 2021. We're brought to you by the great people. By the way, lots of reasons for optimism for the Indianapolis Colts against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Lots of reasons for optimism tonight. Pacers taking on the Lakers down at Cambridge Fieldhouse. Lots of optimism for the Hoosiers as they won last night against Jackson State. More optimism for Butler, despite a loss to Texas A&M yesterday, and optimism for the Bucket game this weekend. Like I said, brought to you by the great people at mybookie.ag. Punch subscribe, hit like, ring the bell. Here's the deal with mybookie.ag. This year, Turkey Day at MyBookie gives you plenty of reasons to be thankful, starting with a $250 risk-free bet on Thursday afternoon when the Cowboys host the Raiders. Bet the spread between the Raiders and Cowboys at MyBookie. When you win, you win. If you don't, MyBookie will refund you up to the $250. Simply put, you cannot lose this bet. That's what I call no risk, all gravy on Turkey Day. Before you get your wager in, set yourself up for success by doubling your first deposit when using the promo code Kent Sterling at MyBookie. That's promo code Kent Sterling to double your initial deposit all the way up to $1,000, so you won't need to break the wishbone to be the one to come out ahead. Feast risk-free on Turkey Day with MyBookie, and make sure to stick around for seconds as they gear up for what should be a fun Black Friday with tons of odds boosts that will have your belly and your pockets full. Bet anything, anywhere, anytime with MyBookie. Let's go. 9 reasons for optimism with the Indianapolis Colts. Number one, the Bucs are 5-0 at home. They're playing at home. They're playing here in Indianapolis at Lucas Oil Stadium, where, on the road, the Bucs are 2-3. The last two road losses, Washington and New Orleans, they had a combined and have a combined 9-11 record. The last 4 wins for the Bucs against the Giants, Bears, Eagles, and Dolphins. None with winning records. Their combined records, 15-27, 12 games below 500. The Colts, it's reason number 4 for those of you keeping score at home. The Colts are undefeated in regulation in the last 8. They are 6-0-2. Now, they lost both those games in overtime, but we don't talk about those because this is Optimism Wednesday. The Colts tied for 2nd in points in the NFL. They're tied with Tampa Bay, oddly enough, at 309. Only 2 back of the Titans. We don't talk about this very much. All right, because the odds of the Colts finding a way to win the AFC South are scant. We know that. But this is Optimism Wednesday, so let's indulge in a little bit of hope as far as becoming AFC South champions. The Colts right now are 2 back of the Titans. They've got the Bucs coming up this Sunday at home. The Titans, they travel to New England. If the Colts win and the Titans lose, it's a one-game difference. Granted, there is the tiebreaker, but the Titans have some tough games coming up. Colts have some tough ones, too. However, with a one-game difference and the tiebreaker going to the Titans, with five games left in the regular season, there will still be a legitimate shot at winning the AFC South. The Colts still have the bye ahead of them. That's a really good thing. That's a week where guys like Quentin Nelson and Darius Leonard, DeForest Buckner can get a little bit healthier as they approach the last few games of the season. At that point, they'll have four games left when they have the bye. They'll have the game at home against the Patriots. That's a game, Patriots will also be coming off a bye. So what are you going to do? They'll have the game in Glendale, Arizona against the Cardinals. They'll have the game at home against the Raiders. And they will travel to Jacksonville, who I think for that last game, Jacksonville, I don't want to play Jacksonville in the last game. I would rather have had the schedule front-loaded, right, with Jacksonville games than back-loaded with Jacksonville games, because I think Jacksonville is getting better every week. They will play on consecutive Saturday nights for the first time, maybe ever. I don't know. I don't recall them ever playing on consecutive Saturday nights. The game against the Patriots at Lucas Oil Stadium has been flexed to a Saturday night game on December 18th. The following weekend, Christmas Day, Christmas night, the Colts are going to take on the Cardinals. So there you go. Back-to-back Saturday nights over the holiday vacation. For those of you who are going to school or teaching school, this weekend, they're going to wear throwback unis from 1956. I love the 1956. I love the three stripes. I love the font of the numbers. I love the positioning of the numbers. I'm not a big fan of the horseshoes on the back of the helmet, but that's okay. Lenny Moore is scheduled to be here. He turns 88 years of age tomorrow on Thanksgiving. Plans to be here for the Colts-Buccaneers game. Robert Mathis is going to be inducted into the Ring of Honor on Sunday afternoon. That'll be fantastic. Robert Mathis, the all-time leader for the Colts in sacks and the all-time leader ever in the history of the NFL in strip sacks. How about that? He had 47 of them. Hard Knocks tonight. Not really a reason for optimism, but I am optimistic that this is going to be more fun to watch than the first one, which was really nothing more than a Lifetime movie event about parenthood and gender reveals. I don't need any more gender reveals. I don't need any more video of dads playing with kids or moms playing with kids. I don't need that. That's not what I watch on Sunday for. It's not what I watch on Wednesday nights for. Please stop putting that on my television, HBO. What we have seen in the preview is that DeForest Buckner gets to meet Bruce Smith. Frank Reich's having a conversation with Bruce Smith. I love that Frank Reich says, you know, Defo, Bruce Smith, 200 sacks. And Bruce Smith quickly corrects Frank Reich, 200 sacks in the regular season, 13 in the postseason, and 76 different quarterbacks. Bruce Smith came with that immediately, like he says it to himself as a mantra every single night before he goes to sleep. It's really funny how guys who are playing say they have no idea about statistics. But once guys retire, they know those numbers. They got them by rote, right? They never mess up their own numbers. And Bruce Smith didn't. When DeForest Buckner retires, it's going to be the same thing. You know, I had this, I had that, I had this, I had that. I played on a team that did this and that and the other. You know once you retire what you did. But Hard Knocks tonight, we'll see. You know, I don't need the daddy stuff. I just don't. I love that they're good dads. But we get to spend enough time in the locker room, or have in the past, spending enough time in the locker room to get to know these guys a little bit. I love Darius Leonard already. I don't need to see him with a kid to know he's a really good dude. So there you go. Colts 38, Bucks 35. Bucks are not going to score 35. Against the Colts. They're not. If you get to 30, you're going to win this game. Every single game that the Bucs have played this season, at home, they've scored 30 or more. On the road, they haven't gotten to 30. I don't think they're getting to 30 this Sunday. That is a bonus 10th reason for optimism. Thank you for bringing that up. All right, I'm optimistic about Indiana basketball. They've started the season 5-0. A win last night against Jackson State. Jackson State stinks on ice. They're terrible. However, Indiana did what they need to do. They played 40 really solid minutes. And to illustrate that, and this is one of the reasons for optimism, and I've got seven reasons for optimism with Indiana, is that they won both halves by 2-1. They won the first half 34-17. They won the second half 36-18. They held Jackson State under 40. What that means to me, because nobody played more than 25 minutes last night, what it means is that everybody balled out. Everybody made a legitimate effort to play good defense on every single possession. Now, it got a little bit sloppy at the end of the game, and they allowed Jackson State to score, I think, on three straight possessions, if not four. And so, there you go. That was not great. But my God, they held Jackson State to 35 points. I think that's all right. Parker Stewart is 10 of 21 from beyond the arc. The Hoosiers need somebody who can stroke it from deep. And Stephen Bardo said it last night on the Big Ten Network. If I'm Miller Kopp, I am really sweating it out with Tamar Bates, because Tamar Bates is good. And Tamar Bates is going to earn more and more minutes, and those minutes are likely to come at the expense of Miller Kopp. Miller Kopp doesn't turn the ball over, but he's got to make shots, and if he doesn't make shots, he can't stay on the floor in favor of Tamar Bates. They beat Jackson State's not good. They lead college basketball, the Hoosiers do, in effective field goal percentage against by almost 3%. Hoosiers are at 32.6. Nobody else is under 35 points. The three-point percentage is now up to 34.3. That ranks 140th. That doesn't sound like much, but it's a hell of a lot better than it was before they played Louisiana and now Jackson State. Their projected record on KenPom is now up to 21-10 and 11-9 in the Big Ten. That gets you into the NCAA tournament, and that would be nice. It'd be nice to have a March where Selection Sunday wasn't just, hey, let's see where Purdue goes, or let's see where Notre Dame goes, or maybe Butler, although they don't look like they're ticketed for the NCAA tournament, but this is Optimism Wednesday. So let's talk about the Butler Bulldogs. Reasons, or a reason, for optimism with Butler. All right. Do we have two? We have two. They play Chaminade tonight at 9 o'clock. That's a reason for optimism. You got to be able to beat Chaminade, right? And they found themselves a little bit last night, or yesterday afternoon, in that game against Texas A&M in the second half. That was okay. The second half was all right. First half got away from them. They fought their way back, and late in that game, they had the deficit down to 3. They played better basketball. They've got to figure out effort. They got to figure out getting in a stance. They got to figure out how to score the basketball, or it's going to be a long season in the Big East, and we don't like long seasons in the Big East. Optimism about Purdue. They're the number 3 team in the country. That's the reason to be optimistic. We don't have to go through a laundry list of reasons to be optimistic about the Boilermakers, for God's sake. They're really, really good. They are favored, according to KenPom, in every game but one this season. That is the game at Ann Arbor against Michigan. Purdue, offensively, is awesome. They can shoot it from deep. They got guys who can score it and rebound it down low. They've got guards who can penetrate. This is an offensive machine, potentially, if they stay healthy. This is Matt Painter's most talented team, most complete team. Where are they going to finish this thing? We're going to find out. But if Purdue is going to get to the Final Four, this is the year to do it. And that's really hard. That's a hard thing to hang on Purdue. Because getting to the Final Four, you got to beat teams not in best of 7 or best of 3 or best of 5. You got to beat them one time, 40 minutes. And that's that. Let's talk about the Pacers. I'm optimistic as hell about the Pacers moving into this phase of the season. They beat the last place Bulls Monday night by 32. Or the first place at their spot. Boom, 32. That game was not in doubt from the jump. Pacers played really, really well. They've got 9 of their next 10 at home, starting tonight against the Lakers at Cambridge Fieldhouse. Rick Carlisle has given the players kind of some freedom to go create offensively. That has helped. Their projected record at 538.com, 45-37. That gets them into the playoffs. I think they're going to win 50. I think this is a much better team than what we have seen over this initial stretch, which has been road heavy and where they've played every other day like it's their job, because it is. I am optimistic about the Bucket game this weekend. The Bucket game, a team from Indiana is going to win this game. That is guaranteed. That's as guaranteed as your bet on the Cowboys-Raiders right tomorrow, this Thanksgiving. As guaranteed as that. Go to mybookie.ag to find out more. Or listen to the beginning of this video. At any rate, the Bucket game is going to be won by a team from Indiana, either Purdue or Indiana. That's as optimistic as I can get about my beloved Hoosiers. They are not good. We'll find out Friday whether Ivan O'Idol is going to continue to double down and double down and double down on Indiana not being able to cover. Indiana, a significant dog this Saturday in West Lafayette. All right. Those celebrating a birthday today, Greg Emmert, Dave Marin, happy birthday. The great John Kessler, celebrating a birthday. Todd Livesay, happy birthday. And Deborah Jo Endres-Ard, celebrating a birthday. If today's your birthday, you celebrate like hell. If it's not your birthday, you celebrate somebody else. That is best done with an honest and specific compliment. Today, inside Indiana Sports Now, we're going to talk sports, baby, and it's time for more optimism. It's time to be positive about what's going on in this area with our sports teams, and there is legitimate reason for that optimism, and that's a good thing. We'll talk to you a little bit later today, probably right around 3, 4 o'clock.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.